There she goes, good old Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you.
Yeah.
There's no response to that.
That's all she wants. That's all she's wanting.
She's literally saying to you, PJ, all she wants for Christmas is you.
She's been saying it for 25 years.
And she never even called round yet.
No, haven't seen head nor
tail. Does she ever phone, does she?
No, not at all. Not even an
email. Typical of her. She's like that.
I'm blocked on the social media.
Are you?
I am, yeah. Not a peep out of her.
She's probably too interested in her shoes. Do you ever remember MTV used to do MTV Cribs?
Yeah, that
and they
was
did.
The mental
well,
joke.
I mean, I was going to say they did her house. They did one of her places. I'm sure.
Well, yeah,
I don't
one
know
of
many
her
she's
many
got.
Houses, whatever
but
house she
they did
chose.
The one that she has in New York, right? So it's a penthouse apartment thing.
Yeah,
like she's got the place where she keeps her shoes.
I can't.
It's like walking into I'm trying to think of a famous shoe shop in Grafton Street. And I can't think of any. But anyway,
shoe.
Yeah, that'll do. Oh, it's like a really posh. It's like it's laid out like a shop. Or to select her shoes.
Probably people working in there and everything. You know what I mean?
That's very true. Very true.
Wouldn't be a bit surprised to be people
by the way,
employed to just...
It's getting very Christmassy. Now, not because of all this business, tinkly tinkly stuff and all that,
well,
right?
What business?
Because I was on the drive down this morning.
Right.
Four deer I encountered. One of them right in the middle of the road. I didn't run them over.
Yeah.
I let them go. And a few more on the ditches. That's the most I've ever seen in one sweep. Oh, now, yeah. Okay, technically they're not reindeer, but you know what I mean. What is the difference?
Well, they were
by the way,
reindeer last night.
Well, yeah, I suppose, yeah. They were rained on deer.
They were rained on deer last night. There's no doubt about that.
There was loads of them. Literally, I don't know what was going on this morning. They were having a meeting, probably. Maybe there's a union. Probably a union issue.
Yeah,
ahead of Christmas.
Come here, this is getting out of hand. That's what they're all saying. You know what I mean? It's getting ridiculous.
Every year, and all you get is a car.
Have you ever even seen a reindeer around here? Yeah. And all the credit they're getting. And all we get is Jim McHale chasing us down the hill in his motor car.
Yeah, they were all out today.
Oh, they're Wicklow deer, aren't they? Oh, now it's getting chased around. And nobody cares about the reindeer. It's all about the reindeer now. Now he's all
excuse me, that's
there.
That's a very specific part of Wicklow.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's the other side of the mountain range.
We're
very erudite on our side of the mountain
range.
You
are, all right, yeah. It's basically however high you live, your accent, the more squally your accent gets in Wicklow.
Excuse me. I am top of that particular... We're in the highest village in Ireland, and I speak like this.
Yeah, you do when you're here. I bet you when you see he comes home. He goes, thank God you can help me with the accent. Don't have an A,
your
voice.
I'm from Finglas, for God's sake.
Let me tell you, your voice, ever since we got in there, now.
Excuse me.
Yeah, well, mate, okay, your Finglas voice carries you through.
Anyway, morning, folks. Welcome along Thursday morning.
They sound like they're shouting through a deer.
11 minutes past 6 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thanks for getting in touch. Lots of messages on the WhatsApp. We'll try and give you a shout out. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a nod this morning for anything, have to say, looking forward to tomorrow on the show. I know we haven't even gotten out today underway yet, but
I know. Whole, so am I.
The whole airport thing tomorrow. I like the buzz of it.
I do too. It's as if you're going on a holiday, but you're not.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
I think you took all the good out of it there in that statement.
No, but I am looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Guests in and a bit of crack, and I'm sure we'll have an abundance of mince pies and treats and nonsense going on.
I sincerely hope
so.
You're teasing us now. Are you planning a bit of a surprise? Are you planning a mince pie surprise? Are you, PJ?
I'm definitely not.
For God's sake. Crowded House, weather with you here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim just 6:15. We started the show with Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, and Margaret in Fermoy said that one of our kids, our youngest, did that song in our kind of a Christmas show, Os Gaeilge.
Get out of it.
Now, of course, you and I, obviously, having gone through...
Oh, well, the oral. We did
Radio
the oral
Gaga.
Test, yeah.
I mean, we're proficient. So, would All I Want for Christmas be you, Os Gaeilge? Nullig.
Is it? But why, Lum? Isn't it that?
That could
but
be
why, Lum?
You see, you're a dark horse. You know more than you pretend, you know.
I would, like... Why, Lum?
Nullig.
Feckin' two. But why, Lum, two?
Are you saying feckin' as in the actual Irish word?
No, that's a lum.
All right, okay, yeah. Right.
But why, Lum, two?
Actually, we'll get Magic Mike involved shortly. We'll find he's out there listening to us. He'll work it out. He'll come in with the answer very shortly.
But why, Lum, two? Egg Christmas or... What?
Nullig!
Oh, yeah, Egg Christmas. Eggnullig. Eggnullig sounds like something you eat for Christmas.
That's true, yeah.
Just hand us over the eggnullig there, I'm starving.
Right, let's do the birthdays. You ready to
let's
go?
Let's do it, go on, so.
Right. One half of little and large. Which half do you think it is? The little or the large?
That must be the little fella.
It's the little.
Yeah.
Is the other fella still with us?
Eddie Large. I don't know. What's the Sid Little. Sid Little's birthday. Jeepers.
Sid Little's birthday today.
God, they were like, there was that wave of comedy duos that went through the 80s.
Yeah.
Hale and Pace, Little and Large. Like, the Markham and Wise still coming over in from the 70s.
Yeah.
There was, who else was there? There was loads of them.
There was definitely other ones.
Smith and Jones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was loads of them. There was absolutely, the comedy duo was a real 80s thing.
But this was a real, this kind of double act was a real, I mean, Sid Little was the Cannonball, yeah. Sid Little was the ultimate sort of straight man.
Yeah,
he never
got.
Yeah. He was just the butt of every single joke.
Yeah, because he was a little fella. Oh, yeah. Oh. But all, they were great things, great times. I used to love that sort of variety night TV that used to come on.
Yeah.
It was great.
Absolutely.
And now I don't care what anybody says. Even nothing like that anymore. They don't do it.
As good as, you know, lots of modern day comedy is, I'm sorry, you still have to laugh at anybody who doesn't laugh at Eric Morecambe.
Oh, there's something wrong with
absolutely.
You. Absolutely. Something seriously wrong with you.
I agree.
The two lads and the way they slept in the same bed and everything, like Bert and Ernie.
That's what it was like, Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, that's what they
and
were like.
Nobody.
It was never. They were. Everybody knew they weren't up to any good.
Yeah.
They were just two lads going. Yeah. Had a bed.
In their pajamas. Their striped pajamas.
Come on, with his glasses on and everything. It's so silly.
It's brilliant stuff.
So silly, but so brilliant.
Anyway, little Sid Little.
Little Sid Little. He must be some age. I'd say he's like 73.
No, not bad. 77.
Ah, right.
77.
Happy birthday, Mr. Little.
Right, speaking of other little characters, the hamster is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
Yeah, former Top Gear presenter. Don't know what he's doing now.
Well, Richard Hammond. He's on Grand Tour, isn't he?
I should watch Grand Tour on Amazon. The Amazon thing free.
It's not as good at all now. It's not nearly as good.
Air or whatever you call it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't watched it yet.
I don't think you'll be too carried away with it now.
Oh, really?
It really is substandard compared to the Top Gear on BBC.
Top Gear was one of the great shows.
Great, awesome.
Before that gorilla went punching people.
Punched an Irishman in the face over a ham sandwich.
And I mean, wars have started for less.
Yeah. You can't be walking around hitting Irish people anymore.
Oh.
Clarkson, you halfwit. You get your little hamster fella upset even. So
that's just it. But it brought an end to a brilliant show.
I mean,
Yvonne wouldn't be into cars, but loved Top Gear.
Yeah, but that was the thing.
It was pure entertainment.
I've always been bikes.
Yeah.
I just loved that show. It was a great show.
It was always good crack.
Great crack, deadly, blowing stuff up
anyway,
show.
I'm going to give you this, right? Because we're getting close to Christmas and I'm feeling festive. So it's Richard Hammond's birthday, and it is a significant birthday.
Oh, okay, he's 60.
50? Is he? Richard Hammond, man.
He's definitely even older than that.
Little hamster.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, I thought he doesn't look well for it now, I'll tell you that much. He doesn't.
You thought he was 60?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's 50. He's a wrinkly old fart.
Thinking of Captain Slow?
No, I'm thinking of little fella hamster. Man, he was nearly killed that time and everything.
Tell you something, don't get PJ Gallagher to review your photographs
anyway. No, honestly, I'm telling you, he doesn't look well for that.
He was in that very bad.
You're surprised just because I'm saying he's only a little fella. You think he should looks young because he's little, but he doesn't.
I think he looks quite well, actually, I thought.
No,
albeit little.
I can't believe he was in his 40s. I'm actually shocked he's in his 40s.
Anyway. While you're on a bit of a rant, this is going to feed into it beautifully.
Right.
Because it is Alexis Sanchez's birthday today.
You flipping useless donkey. You ridiculous Chilean, useless, half-a-footed donkey-ite. What sort of rubbish?
I may have opened a can of worms here,
people. How much money can you pay a donkey? Like they say, Jim.
This might go on a bit.
You can bring a donkey to water, but you can't make it think. And he couldn't do anything. Not a damn thing.
But I mean, when he was
garbagey,
at Arsenal.
Waste of money. Oh, in Arsenal. I could do well in Arsenal. Anyone could do well in Arsenal. Arsenal's a crap club filled with Egypts. Anyone could do well in Arsenal.
Oh, my God. We're not getting out of here alive
today. After Dennis Bergkamp left Arsenal, all they did was fill it up with cheats and halfwits. You know what I mean? And then we went and got one.
Yeah, you know, and I wouldn't mind. We didn't even get one of the cheats. We got one of the half.
Here's a great statistic for you. And this is actually true. Last year,
yeah,
Alexis Sanchez scored as many goals in Old Trafford as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Yeah, because when Solskjaer scored
In the testimonial
the game to remember the 99 treble against Bayern Munich, he equaled the tally of goals in Old Trafford that halfwit out of a gooner-faced Egypt. He was half a million a week.
Where are you going as low? Inter Milan?
Oh, he went. Yeah, is he gone to Inter?
Is it Inter or one of the Italian sides? One of the Serie A sides?
I don't know. Amazingly, we haven't heard very much about him. His career hasn't exactly
taken off. Is he in Inter with Lukaku? Yeah. Is that
another dizzy fecker. No, yeah.
Oh my God.
Falls over balls. Look at that. Oh my God.
Let's just stick to one.
Yeah.
Dizzy person at a time.
Unreal. Right. Lukaku. Jeez, baby elephants have more grace. I tell you, if you threw a beach ball at a pensioner, you'd get better skill.
It is one of the truly great sporting videos of all time, is Lukaku falling over the ball. Near him, and he falls over the ball.
He shouts for it. They pass it to him. He puts his foot on it and falls over.
It is truly...
Oh, my God.
Truly one of the great...
Not exactly the class of 92. Anyway,
right, so Alexis Sanchez, Chilean...
Chilean halfwit and gooner-faced Aegis is, I'd say... Oh, he's 27.
He's 31.
Is he? God,
31 he is.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And then, right, here's one to bring you back to happier times to finish, right? Back to the 80s when hair was serious hair. Lamal! From Kajagoogoo.
Yeah, Lamal, that's it. What's two things I know him from, really? And that's, three things. For some reason, I have this weird memory of the town they're from. Leighton on Buzzard, I think it's called.
Really?
Yeah, the band Kajagoogoo. Yeah, they were fun.
You know why they're called that, do you?
No idea what they're called. That
was a time for weird names, wasn't it? I know all band names can be weird, right?
Yeah,
but when you had things
early
like
80s,
Curiosity Killed the Cat.
Great stuff, wasn't it?
And all that, man. And the Kajagoogoo. Imagine saying that. What are you going to call the man? Kajagoogoo. What? Kajagoogoo.
Yeah.
What's that mean? It's not even a word.
It matches the fourth single perfect, though.
Yeah.
You spin me right round. Was that them?
No, that was Dead or Alive.
Oh, that's right, yeah. What was the other one again? Too shy.
You and I weren't an 80s pop sensation.
I know. We'd have been as successful as Lukaku and Sanchez. Mind you, he's still getting $500,000 a week from United.
I'd have taken it.
Right, I get to say...
Now, he's not young anymore. I know you have a vision of a fresh-faced head of a toilet brush.
Sure, wasn't it? It was like the very early 80s he was gone solo and had done Never-Ending Story and all. Yeah. He did the soundtrack Never-Ending Story.
My God, you know more about Lamal than I thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, how old is he?
62.
Oh, 61.
Ah, fart off.
61. Brave effort.
And now you're up to date on the official home of Christmas. This is Classic Hits.
Thanks a million, Tara. It's, almost 6:33. How are you this morning?
I tell you what I am. I'm blown away.
Ooh.
Absolutely blown away by PJ's knowledge of Kajagoogoo and Lamal.
Yeah.
That's what I am.
You're blown away.
He's a dark horse.
Not that much now. I just had some minor facts.
Don't hide it under a bushel, PJ. You're a Lamal aficionado.
And we share something in common then, because White Feathers, their album, was the first album I ever bought myself.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was a big one.
That's why.
Have a copy of that as well, PJ, do you?
I don't, unfortunately, no.
Oh, right.
And I had a row with my mother, which resulted in us not speaking to each other for about 3 weeks because I wanted my hair done like Lamal's. Now, I was about 12 at the time.
Yeah.
Mind you, so was Lamal.
She wasn't gonna let me. He was a baby face, all right.
Wow. Yeah, by the way, you're going to miss us tomorrow? When we're out in Dublin Airport.
Rub it in, why don't you? It's one of the favourite gigs of the year, isn't it? And you get to go out and you get to hang out with my cousin.
Who's your cousin?
Yeah, my cousin. He works in the fire service out there. I think he was there last year when you were there. My cousin. And I won't even get to see my cousin at Christmas.
Oh,
and you get to hang out with my cousin.
Why do you keep calling him my cousin? Why don't you just call him his name?
Declan.
Oh, right, okay.
So you get to do all those cool things. You'll get to go on the fire truck. You'll get to see all the animals. All these lovely things. You get to soak up the festive atmosphere that is Dublin Airport, which I love every year.
Right.
And
it is good crack now, yeah.
And you'll probably get fed.
There is food. Yes, there is. There's a lot of food goes around. That is very true. Yeah. As I say, will you miss us though?
Sausages and mince pies.
No, I won't miss you at all, and I won't miss the food. I won't miss you at all.
Are you here next week? Like, are you going to do right up to Christmas? Yeah. You're not planning any sort of like.
No, I had my little pre-Christmas break.
I wouldn't be surprised if you had a holiday to go to the airport tomorrow.
Yeah.
I might.
Amazing. That would be amazing. You should actually come out. You should do updates.
I'd love to come out and do news. I would love to, but Andy, bad news.
You could do special Christmas news.
Keeps me chained to the. Chained to the
Santa
desk.
Santa updates
here.
And all that
Andy
sort of
bad
stuff.
News keeps you chained to the desk.
Oh my, that's the only way to keep you in the place, for God's sake.
About time.
That's the Eagles and Please Come Home for Christmas here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim right on time from Black Box just ahead of that.
I've never heard that song before in my life.
Have you not?
Please Come Home for Christmas by the Eagles.
Well, the Eagles version of it. But you know the song, Please Come Home for Christmas?
No.
Well, like, didn't you two do a version of it as well?
Thank God I didn't hear that one.
Hey. Don't be slagging Bono now. He's only up the road from you.
I don't mean
he
to
could
slag
literally
Bono.
Drop down and snowball you.
Fucking. I wish you would. You're not invited anymore.
What is going on? Like, Mariah Carey blocks you. Bono won't call round.
I don't know
what's happening.
It's their anti-Northside Dublin
bias
or something. Although he's a Northsider, so that can't be that either.
Yeah. Actually, you'd imagine you'd have a lot in common like that. Both of you kind of like, you know,
from the same
left your roots behind to go and swan around in expensive land.
Yeah, although I think I have to go back now. I can't stay very long now. Oh, jeez. I'm hemorrhaging. I won't be able to stay in Dunleary now anymore. I wish I could. Unfortunately, it's back to the wrong'uns.
Back to the riffraff. Back to the riffraff.
I'll have to hang up my old boat shoes.
Where are you going to get your dubs on the north side?
Oh, Jim, you're making me sad.
And your chinos, no.
Oh, Jim.
Your chino shorts.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll have to put my collars back down and everything. I'm dreading it.
Right, listen, folks, thanks for hanging out with us. 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We just had a Christmas classic. There's another one on the way. This time it's going to be sung by our own Magic Mike. We're twisting his arm. We're going to get him to do All I Want for Christmas, Oscailge.
Well, that is because you started harping on saying, what the
and
hell do you
fair,
say in Irish?
Margaret has texted in the actual words taken from young Benjamin's folder. So we're going to get Mike because he's as close as we have to a Gaelgor.
I'll tell you something. You know the way you see in these movies, you know, and you see your man goes, he'd say something for about 5 minutes and go, translate that. And your man goes, and that's it. You go, wait a minute, this is the exact opposite of that.
Really?
This is the exact opposite. There's an awful lot of words to say, an awful little amount.
Which is why it's going to be very entertaining. I just need to find an instrumental version of All I Want for Christmas. Anyway, right, so that's on the way. Also, of course, a couple of big ones for you today. One of the final chances you'll get to qualify on our Secret Santa. We're going to do it after 7 o'clock, of course. And tomorrow is when we hand out the prize. So there's not many opportunities left.
Let me see who the Secret Santa is today. Hold on a minute. Well, we're not doing it now, so it doesn't matter. But,
just for your own curiosity.
Just me on curiosity. Now I have
it. Are you happy with it?
Happy now. Yeah.
Grand.
You're not supposed to say it till 7 because, you know, it gives everyone a fair chance. You have to be listening at the right time. So I'll tell you who it is. I'll say it's Canoe Reeves there, but 7 o'clock.
So that's on the way after 7. Also, of course, it'll be the hit bit. Again, brilliant time to win the hit bit heading into Christmas. If you could pick up that cash, that'd be pretty cool. Classichits.ie if you want to check it out beforehand. The Bowie Festival tickets and the overnight stay. We'll have another Bowie song before 10 o'clock, so you'll be listening for that.
Yes.
What else we got going on today?
Well, we've loads going on. There's also stuff that was left in taxis over the year. We've known the total tallies and how much.
You promised yesterday that you'd found a way for me to get into the acting world.
Oh, I did, yeah. You're going to love this, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, like, sometimes a role is made for somebody.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, that
and they're genuinely looking for an over-hairy, toothless, misshapen head. And I think this could...
What sort of a role is this exactly?
Well, I won't tell you yet, but... Right. Yeah. But I'll tell you, some stiff competition, though.
Are you going to say I'm going to need a lot of makeup? Is that what you're saying?
We all need a little... We all need a powder when we're going on camera, Jim.
Right, so that's on the way. Of course, breakfast table quiz is a cracking prize this week. We're looking for somebody to beat 11 on that. So all of that stuff lies ahead. And whatever you're having yourself, 087-188-0008. Who let the dogs out? Yeah, we had a Christmas classic followed by Who Let the Dogs Out? Because, of course, well, there's a couple of things, actually. Everybody who listens to this show knows PJ, of course, is the biggest dog lover in the history of the dog-loving world ever. And you might have seen
him. Indeed.
You might have seen him on the 6 o'clock show on Virgin Media 1 there during the week, where he was talking about the Dogs Trust and their appeal at the moment, as they do every year, but still people ignore them. About the idea of accepting that, look, a dog is not that sort of Christmas present that you just kind of dispose of when the festivities are over.
You don't get a dog for Christmas is basically the idea. There's so many toxic foods in the house that are toxic to dogs, like onions, stuffing, chocolate.
Mm.
All those things can actually really badly affect your dog. Tinsel they chew on. You have no regular routine in the house. It's not good. It's not suitable for young dogs.
That's what you were on chatting about on the TV during the week, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it. And if you still want to, if you want a dog, the centres are still open. Go up and have a look, have a visit.
Yeah.
And then don't get the dog until the new year.
Until the dust has settled and it's all calmed
exactly.
down a bit.
Yeah, yeah, you go. Because 700 dogs surrendered last year. It's not
shocking.
In the first 3 months of the year.
Shocking. So that's a big message to get out there. But if you are already a dog owner, this could be interesting for you, because there's a little story in the papers this morning about a celebrity dog owner, none other than the one and only Saoirse Ronan.
And I'm raging about this story.
Why?
Because I'm raging about it.
What could be possibly wrong with this story? Saoirse Ronan, she's an Irish star. She's a dog lover.
Yeah,
she's
got a dog. I'm not probably any of this yet.
Yeah. So what could possibly go wrong?
I'll tell you why. Saoirse Ronan has revealed, right, that her dog, her lovely little dog, her name is Fran. She's 3 years old now. She said she wanted a boy dog, actually. They wanted a boy dog. But then they went looking at the dogs and she saw this little mutt and decided that this was the dog. So it's a little girl called Fran. They asked her, why is it called Fran? Well, here's why. Named after famous Dublin drug dealer Fran from Love Hate is what she said.
Ah, Peter Coonan's character.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, great.
The story just gets better and better.
Does it, yeah?
It's an
happy
Irish
that.
Star with a who's a dog lover name, and the dog is named after another Irish star of one of the truly great Irish programmes of all time.
You happy, yeah, is it, yeah?
I think it's brilliant.
Right, well, you can shove it up your kennel hole.
What could possibly be wrong with
I'll
that?
I'll tell you what's wrong. That should have been me, man. It should have been me.
What?
I was down to the last two or three people to get the role of Fran in Love Hate.
No way.
Yeah, I did two callbacks. I did the audition. It went really well. They kept calling me back. I sat down with the casting director and she said, this is looking very well. And I said, is it? And she said, you're doing very good auditions. And then we had the conversation. So what's your availability like for the year coming up?
Wow.
To which I says, I'm not doing anything.
When was Love Hate?
Oh, well, this was. He wasn't in the first series because I remember I'd seen the first series by the time I'd done the audition.
Right.
So I don't know. I can't remember. It's going back a few years now. Because he was in a load of seasons.
Like, were you in here at the time?
No, it was before all of that.
Yeah.
Before all of that.
Because if you'd been here working with myself and Mike and all, you'd have said, sorry, I'm not available.
Well, not if I knew there was a dog going to be named after. So now I'm raging.
Wow, that's my. So you could have been. At least you did get to fulfill.
Peter deserved the party to play the part great. He did a great job.
Can you do the Fran voice?
Here's another confession. I've never seen Love Hate. But that's not.
Oh,
that's beside the
is
point.
Is that because it's like a dagger in your heart?
No, it's beside the point. I just never got around to it. Then I did see the last ever episode, and then I didn't feel like there was any point in watching all the other ones. You know, that kind of way.
Well, that was a bit of a letdown.
They did something terrible to Fran in that episode. Remember that?
I tell you something, Nidgy. You would have had to get. You'd have to have done your Niall Boylan.
Well, no, I would have done my own version. You see, this is what happens. Like, he went in and did his version.
And it's iconic.
Fran would have been very different.
Hard to imagine anybody else doing Fran like Peter Coonan. I mean, he really made the part his own, I'd have to say.
Yeah, I swear. Unbelievable, isn't it? He really. Oh, well, he did.
But listen, at least you got to fulfill.
I could have a
your
Golden Globe.
Drug lord aspirations. when the Young Offenders came along, the movie version, you got to fulfil your aspirations to be a drug lord.
Yeah, but I still don't have a 3-time Oscar nominee, 4-time Golden Globe nominee reveal that our dog is named after me, do I?
So you'd want Saoirse Ronan's dog to be called PJ?
No, even Fran would have done if it was me.
Because I was just going to say, like, it's named after the character, buddy. It's not named after the actor. Do you know what I mean?
I know. You're missing the point completely.
You wanted to be the inspiration.
Who knows? It could have been called PJ the dog.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
It could have been called Penelope Jane the dog or something.
Maybe there's going to be future dogs known as Barry.
Maybe there is. If there's a Barry the dog out there, I'd love to know about it.
Or Walshy the dog.
Walshy's a great name for dog. Barry's a great name for dog. PJ's a great name for dog. Mm. They're all great names for dogs. I will say that, of course, Saoirse Ronan's been out. She's been promoting her Little Women, the movie Little Women. Not too late to change the name of that either.
The name of the movie, it's based on a historical book. Can't really change the name of the movie. What do you want to call it?
You really are negative this morning.
What? I'm just wondering, what did you want to call it?
I don't know, Little Fellas or Little PJ or something.
you wanted like one of the most famous pieces of literature to be called Little PJ.
Well, should I name that Shakespeare play after a little packet of cigars for sponsorship? So I can't see why I couldn't do the same this time around.
Right, you reckon calling it Hamlet was a marketing ploy?
Yeah, it was originally called Helmet or something, I'd say. Was it? There's no way it came out with Hamlet. There's no way stop it. Will you get over yourself? They rename things all the time. How many times have you seen the movie
based on
the novel Boy and it's called something totally different?
You may have got the chronology on that a little bit wrong. Happiness is a play called Hamlet. The mild play.
It's the way I remember
William Shakespeare.
It's the way I remember the ad. Yeah.
Wow.
And things go wrong, as they sometimes will. Spark up and suck.
It does beg the question, right, about whether or not you have named your pet after anybody in particular. Especially if it's like, not if it's Elvis, right?
Or a huge
star like that. But if it's something a little bit unusual, like Fran from Love Hate, is an unusual choice to sort of name your dog after.
Yeah, I just made a terrible mistake. I just looked at the text message to see if anyone else had named their dog after stuff.
Right.
And I'm seeing all the people trying to enter the Santa competition. I says, you're not going to believe the amount of dogs called Santa out there.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you've got a dog like called Derek Davis or...
Yeah.
Or Marty.
So,
or,
yeah, if it's named after someone a little bit unusual, we'd be genuinely interested to know this morning. We might even prize an ugly mug out of Magic Mike.
Yeah, or you know, if you're willing to...
I mean, that'd be a great name for a dog. If you called your dog Magic Mike. Although, it's probably after that chap who used to take his clothes off a lot.
That is...
Although that could still be the same.
Still works, yeah. Still a lot of dogs there's in the nip anyway. They're always licking themselves in front of the fireplace.
Are you talking about Mike now? Our Mike, or are you talking about...
Both.
Yeah. Annie Lennox walking on broken glass here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7:22. Lots of texts or WhatsApps rather coming in. 087-188-0008. Dogs named after slightly unusual people. Boris Yeltsin came in.
Yeah,
Boris Yeltsin.
That's a great name. Boris is a great name for a dog.
Yeah,
it really is.
I see a Boris being a sort of a nippy type dog.
Do you?
Jack Russell-y, I see a Boris being.
I see sort of like a Staffordshire Terrier or something like that. You know, smoking a cigar.
Yeah. Jedi and Ginny. So from Star Wars and Harry Potter.
Pretty good, yeah.
Apparently, they were a couple of options that have come in. See what else I can find along the way. Who's this now? What's this? Jasper. My brother's dog's name is Jasper. Am I assuming
he named after?
Like as in Jasper Carrot, is it?
Maybe not, mate. I just think it's somebody that wants to show off their dog and fair play to them. That's exactly the right thing to be doing.
Right, Leonard Cohen, apparently. Judith has a dog called Leonard Cohen.
What did Leonard Cohen sing again? He's one of those, he's your man, Wicked Games and all. That's him, isn't
it? No, that's Chris Isaak.
Same fella, yeah.
No, Leonard Cohen is... he did a version of... let me see. What's his famous one? Did
Are
he do
sure
a version of Hallelujah?
Like
no, he didn't do Wicked Games.
Yeah, he did. That even sounds like a dog in a chair. Hello, never fall in love.
He may have done a version of that. What's his famous one? Oh, God, why?
Why have
it never comes to mind when I wanted to.
Good, yeah. It's like there's somebody here confusing you permanently.
Yeah. Worst ever name for a dog is Syndrome. I'm not sure I fully understand that.
Someone called their dog Hitler. Well, don't be calling your dog Hitler. Look at that.
Hitler?
Yes.
Wow.
Just Hitler. I'm not walking around the park.
Are you flipping this around?
Yeah, I was
around,
with a Hitler fella, yeah.
Oh, right, okay, right. Well, are you still flipping or can I move?
No, I'm finished now, yeah.
Okay, Grant. No, anyway, Bacon is another dog, apparently.
Great name for a dog.
Kirsty McCall.
There's the Hitler fella, look. Fella in the glasses and the red... Oh, it's gone again.
No, right.
It's too hard to keep up. They come in too fast.
The machines are just... they're losing the run.
Rocky! Themselves. Yeah, there you're talking. There's a great name.
Tonka has come in.
Tonka? I thought you meant the person was Tonka. I was going to ask what the dog was called.
No. Tonka, as in Tonka truck.
Dead, yeah. That's definitely a little staffy.
Because he was just a lump.
Look at Hitler, look. I had a dog called Hitler.
I can't see it. What are you doing with it?
And he was an ugly bugger that destroyed everything. No doubt. No, yeah, imagine. Of course he did. It's a bit... these times you can't be doing that. These modern days you can't be doing calling... that's like calling a dog Franco or Mussolini or something.
Yeah.
It's actually worse.
There's a brilliant one. Derek the Butcher called his dog Trigger from Only Fools and Horses.
Ah, that's deadly, yeah.
Somebody else called their dog Bacon. Good shout as well. We're looking for this sort of unusual. If it's named after something or someone that's a little bit unusual, you know, not obvious, not sort of major celebrity or whatever, like, and not your da or whatever. I don't know. You know, something a bit unusual.
Although I do love names for dogs that are very normal. Like, I love when a dog has a full human name with a second name and everything.
What, like Jim?
Like Roger Harrington or something. You know what I mean? I love that. I really love that.
Anyway.
You know, Jerry Hogan. That's Jerry Hogan, the Alsatian. I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, what's the name of the dog? Sharon Wilson. Yeah.
Yeah. Because then you get people in parks shouting.
Yeah.
Sharon!
Yeah, she's named after me hairdresser. She gives me great branding every week.
087-188-0008.
Secret Santa with Aer Lingus. Visit Florida and tour America, the award-winning way to the USA.
Right, here we go. Very important now over the next hours, really, because it's really only today that you're going to get a chance to qualify. If you haven't done so already, if you haven't gotten your name into the draw for the amazing trip to Florida for the whole family, really only today. I don't know whether or not we'll squeeze in a qualifier in the morning live from Dublin Airport, but what we will certainly do is make the winning call. Right, you needed to know the all-important Secret Santa for this hour. Magic Mike has gone through all of the Santa WhatsApps and selected somebody to have a go.
I sure have. And I've selected Carol Marr, who's heading up from the Midlands to do her shopping in Dublin.
Oh, hello, Carol.
Oh, sorry. That'd be me.
Carol, how are you doing?
Not too bad.
Oh, you sound like you're far away, all right, yeah. You definitely sound like you're standing in the Midlands anyway.
I have an iPhone and the gone, so I have to put you up on speaker.
Oh, all right, okay.
So where are you at the moment? Are you still en route?
Yeah, I'm just coming into Rathfarnham now.
Okay, is traffic mad, is it? Or?
No, it's actually okay.
Good news. My God, you're lucky. Well, listen, happy shopping today. Hopefully we can stick you into the draw. Maybe you'll be getting the call from us tomorrow to send you off to Florida. So who is this our Secret Santa?
I'm going to say said it and say Canoe Reeves.
Hey! Absolutely, of course it's Canoe.
Woo.
So well done, you're into the draw, but congratulations.
That's great, hopefully I'll be hearing from you tomorrow.
Yeah, today, at least you don't have to wait that long now, so tomorrow, like, we might be squeezing another person into the draw, I don't know tomorrow, but it's definitely cross your fingers time for you.
Yeah. Definitely.
Listen, happy shopping today. Have a cracking day. And who knows, maybe we'll be chatting to you live from Dublin Airport in the morning.
Hopefully.
Cheers, Carol. Have a good day.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Secret Santa with Aer Lingus. Visit Florida.
I can never remember their names.
The award-winning way to the USA.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. There you go. The classic Hit Bit this morning is worth a whopping 830 quid. I still think we should be tipping that over. I think we should do 900 all this week.
Absolutely, yeah. 900. What's it at the moment?
830.
Right, God, you want to go big.
Yeah, okay. Come on.
For the week,
that's in it.
Deal.
830 quid. Me eye. 900 quid is what we're going to do for you. It sounds exactly like this because this is it. Yeah, sorry, I never stopped talking. I still haven't. Now, there you go.
I was just
there you go.
I love doing that deliberately, AJ, you know.
As I said, what? Hey, what's going on? Yeah, so there you go for 900 quid. That's it. Also, classichits.ie, listen as many times as you like. All the wrong answers is there. And as Jim always says, at least it'll put you not wrong, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I don't quite say it that way, but I appreciate
right.
the offer.
It won't put you right, but it'll put you not wrong.
That's it.
For a little bit. So there you go. Zoe is first this morning. Hiya, Zoe.
Hiya, how are you?
Not bad at all, Zoe. How are you getting on?
I'm good.
Yeah, you're in Wicklow, yeah? What's it like there now?
A bit miserable, but, you know, traffic's moving, which is great.
Yeah,
yeah. And can I just point out that Zoe is speaking perfectly normally, not like your version earlier on, PJ.
You're not really from Wicklow, Zoe, are you?
Oh, right, from Dublin, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because otherwise, if you're talking to me, that's hard. How's the old PJ, Jim? Just in the traffic and all that. That was a windy night. I was after wrestling the deer to the ground.
Oh, my God. Which bit of Wicklow? Are you from Wicklow town, Zoe?
That's where I'm living, yeah.
Right, okay, very good.
So you're well used to that sort of accent then.
Of course.
Yeah. Right, Zoe, we'd love to give you cash. What do you think it is?
I think it's Europe, the final countdown.
Ah, yeah, what a cheesy banger that is.
Yeah. Did we not have that before, Michael? No.
I'll have to refer you to classichits.ie to check out all the previous guesses, just like to tell everybody.
Right.
So it was guessed before then, was it?
I refer you to classichits.ie. This is a way of me saying I haven't a clue. So you're up nice and early anyway, aren't you?
Oh my God.
We are, yeah, of course. Getting started.
Absolutely. Listen, you're wrong, unfortunately.
Sorry about that, Zoe.
Okay. I had to give it a go.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, have a great Christmas anyway. We'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Cheers, Zoe. Take care of yourself. Cheers. Bye bye. Did I miss the pun there for Zoe?
Europe, he said.
Oh, Europe. Nice and
early. Yeah, Europe. Nice and early.
Sorry. Well done, Michael. I'm not that sharp this morning.
Yeah, none of us are. Right, Olga then is in Meath. Hiya, Olga.
How are you?
I'm not bad at all. How are you, Olga, more importantly?
I'm not bad.
Are you in traffic as well, or how are you getting on?
No, I'm dropping this in talk. I'm sitting in the car park and all. We only get 5 minutes away, so it's good.
Oh, you drop him to work every morning, do you, Olga?
No, only on the Thursday.
Oh, only on a Thursday? I'm not even going to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, best not.
Where do you go on a Thursday in the car is the question.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. I get him safely off to work and then I go and enjoy myself.
Telling you, that's what I do every week.
Good stuff.
I'm desperate to know where she goes at 5 to 8 in the morning on a Thursday.
Right.
Right, go on, Olga. What is it?
Liberty X. Just a little.
Just a little.
Just
Liberty
a
X.
Little,
right.
Michael.
Unfortunately, it's wrong. I'll have to put that up on classichits.ie. I'll get ready to put them up now.
Olga,
good luck.
Olga,
I just explained to the lads, her name is Olga Reddy.
Oh my god.
I never said her second name and he went with the pun anyway. That's brilliant.
Oh, fantastic.
He did a joke.
Never let the facts get in the way of a good pun.
The only caller we've ever had with a pun as a name.
he goes retrospective punchlines as if.
Yeah, Madonna with a Christmas classic, her version of Santa Baby here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 9.5 minutes past 8 o'clock. Christmas, a time for presents, and have we got one for you?
Life is the name of the game, and I want to play the game with you.
Sing it to me, Brucey.
Life
can be terribly tame if you don't play the game with two.
Yeah, so that's the theme, of course, of the Generation Game, because we've got a... basically, this is the story. This is what happened, right? Our boss here, one of our many bosses here...
We got in trouble, basically.
Basically, for being messy sorts. And we were instructed in no uncertain terms to clean up our act.
By desk, basically,
we mean desks.
Yeah, and...
Now, I mean, okay, I'm saying desk plural because I'm trying not to, you know, highlight the fact that it was...
Go on, you can tell the truth.
Okay, really, it was PJ's desk.
Yeah,
okay, it was an absolute disgrace.
My desk got built up some items and it got a little bit high around the edges. Yeah, okay, it did. Yeah, grand. Yeah, no need to make
a meal
out of it.
You couldn't see any... I mean, it's a good job that you can't use a computer because you couldn't see it. You couldn't even see the computer if you had been able to use it.
Well, you could see it. You just had to know where to sit amongst the stuff and you could have saw the computer.
Yeah. Anyway, we decided rather than just doing a clean-up or whatever...
Well, this is the thing. We went and started doing the clean-up and realised there was incredible valuable items. There was a lot of absolutely amazing things lying around the desk.
Yeah.
So we've compiled them all together and we're going to do the big PJ Best desk giveaway, I think we're called. How about that?
Okay.
Best desk giveaway.
That sounds fine. Basically, you could win. This is what it boils down to. You could win the contents of PJ Gallagher's desk. Now, you might say to yourself, what the heck is the use of that? Like a pen and some paper. Oh, no. No. This is not an ordinary desk. This is not a desk you'd find in a normal workplace environment.
It really did build up quite a lot of stuff over the last year.
And you will realise that. You will realise that when we list out the prize, right? So what we're going to do is a generation game. We need somebody to come on air with us. PJ will call out the contents of the box.
No, like, there's items of clothing. There's actually stuff for kitchens.
Foodstuffs.
There's foodstuffs. There's a...
There's absolutely everything.
Travel stuff.
Yeah.
There's a mad
honestly,
amount of things.
It is it's an eclectic mix, to say, to put it mildly. Right, so, if you want it to be you, text PJ right now. I don't mean actually text him. I just mean the letters PJ.
Thought you were going to read out my number for a minute.
Text PJ right now to 087-188-0008. Do it on WhatsApp. It's free that way. We don't want it to cost you anything. PJ on WhatsApp to 087-188-0008. Magic Mike will select somebody to play along with us. And then that's the way it will do it. Generation game style. You'll have to remember the items that PJ is calling out.
12 things. 12 days of Christmas. If you remember 12 of the huge amount of things that there is,
that'll be good enough.
You win the lot. Bumper desk on the way to you.
Life is the name of the game, and I wanna play the game with you.
Woo!
Life can be terribly tame if you don't play the game with you.
Yeah!
I forgot the words.
That is, we got the two of us. So this is it. We are about to play the generation game with the contents of my desk. The big cleanup. The boss told us to clean up. I had no idea I was sitting on a virtual treasure trove.
Yeah, an Aladdin's cave.
I certainly was. So now I'm going to read those items. I'm not going to read them out. I have the box here. I didn't write them down. I'm going to go through the box.
Okay, but before you do that, let's find out from Magic Mike exactly who's going to play. Michael?
Right, lads, we have John Hines, who's travelling in the M50 at the moment.
Very good. Hiya, John.
Good stuff.
Good morning,
that was brilliant, actually. Mike was doing the kind of glamorous assistant. You know the way Brucey always had a glamorous kind of assistant, didn't he?
Yeah. I fit that bill.
Slightly less of a beard than you have, but it's all good.
Yeah. Although, you know, to be fair, Mike looks better in a dress.
Can't argue with that. How are you, John?
Yeah, PJ, how are you?
How are you getting on? Are you ready to win the contents of the desk?
We'll do our best, yeah.
Right, okay. So here's what's going to happen, John, right? PJ's going to be given 60 seconds to name them all off, okay? Mm-hmm. But because you only have to remember 12 of them, we're going to give you 30 seconds to remember the 12. Any 12 at all. If you can get any 12 of these, you'll get the entire prize, okay?
No bother, yeah.
Right, that's the plan.
Right now, it'll be hard enough getting through it.
Think about this, John, is, right, it's going to be hard to remember some of these simply because they're so ridiculous, right? Some of them are completely out there. But anyway,
you're going to be surprised.
So, ears peeled, John, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, PJ Gallagher, 60 seconds to name off the contents of your desk, starting now.
An iridescent glass kettle. An ugly mug and classic hits biros. A Rubik's Cube. An apron and barbecue tool set. A copper faced Jack's GAA jersey. A Kerry GAA jersey. Laugh, we nearly shash book. A Make-A-Wish Foundation hat. A fruit infused porridge bag from Flavin's. Some wooden candles and tea light holders. CDs and Xbox games. A Fan for All Seasons is another book. A Grinch blanket. My Wife is Married to an Egypt. Bernard O'Shea's book. A cuddly toy.
A cuddly toy.
Some CDs. What else have we got? Christmas socks. And a gunk pot. I don't know what it is, but it's there. It's a gunk pot. An Irish Mammy in Your Pocketbook. A little fella with Happy Birthday written on him.
Right. Okay. Right,
that
John.
Is a hard thing to remember.
Now, I can't remember any of those because I have no memory whatsoever, PJ Gallagher. So you have them spread out
in front of me. I know what I have.
Okay, John. So this will be up to PJ to give the shout out to say yes, okay? And then if we can get 12, it's... Just out of curiosity, John, do you want any of that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I get the impression John's not that impressed.
That is a haul of magnificent stuff.
PJ Gallagher, keep your eyes peeled. John, no. Here we go.
Okay, glass kettle, ugly mug, the apron, barbecue, copper face Jack's book, Make a Wish Foundation hat, tea light CDs, Xbox game.
Yeah.
Go on.
Bernard O'Shea's book, Cuddly Toy.
Yeah, socks, one more.
Socks,
he's done the 12. He's done the 12.
He's still going. Fired. He's still going, this man. The man's a genius. He's a memorable genius.
Yeah, either that or he's got a hell of a quick handwriting with a pen there.
That's exactly what I'm
saying. Yeah. Oh, good man, John. Fair play to you.
Not quite the memory test. And you might be a bit of a cheat, but you're the one that has to get the box.
He's our kind of cheat. That's the most important thing, for sure. Right, so listen, John, the good news is whether you wanted it or not, you have won all of the contents of PJ Gallagher's desk.
Oh,
right,
lovely.
The only thing we didn't give you, we wanted to give you the computer because it's no use to PJ because he can't use it.
But
the boss wouldn't let us part with that, so that's
it. Reminds
the
me what way round to sit when I'm sitting at the desk.
That is true, yeah. That is. And we've stuck a thing on the front of it that says PJ's computer, just so he knows where to go in the morning.
I took that down, actually, smart man.
Listen, John Hines, congratulations. Yeah. You're a winner.
Cheers, lad.
Have a happy Christmas. Fair play to you.
Enjoy it, John.
Cheers, John. Good luck.
I get the feeling he's not exactly overjoyed.
Frey Heiss, keeping the dream alive. A Christmas classic here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Morning to you folks. Thursday, 19th of December. 22 minutes or so away from 9 o'clock. Hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend and all that sort of stuff. We're certainly looking forward to tomorrow live from Dublin Airport. We'll be broadcasting. It's kind of a real Christmas feel to a Dublin Airport.
Is, yeah.
Big day for them. It's one of the busiest
days.
Busiest
days, if not the biggest day, of people returning back to Ireland for the festive season. Those words give me a lump in my mouth, but that's what it is.
Yeah, now we had a Christmas classic there from Frey Heiss. We were about to reveal another Christmas classic. Is he there?
He's there. I didn't even spot him.
You think that was a Christmas classic? Well, wait till you hear this, right? Because a bit earlier on, one of our loyal listeners, Margaret Dunley in Fermoy, she just happened to mention we played.
Well, hold on, don't let yourself off the hook. You put me on the spot, was how this happened.
No, hang a second. Yeah, but she texted in to say we had played Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas Is You, and she happened to text in to say that her young lad Benjamin had sung it in his Christmas show, but had sung it Os Gaeilge.
True enough.
So I naturally said being basically a Gaelgore after our Radio Gaga.
After we failed, the two of us really failed.
I said, what would that translate as? Anyway, one thing led to another, and of course, our genuine Gaelgore is Magical Michael.
Yes,
can I just
Magical
say
Michael.
For a start that is not true? I'm not a genuine Gaelgore.
He's just being modest.
Well, you're married to one, right?
Married to one, but I still can't speak it. Well, I'm with her for 15 years.
Have you not absorbed it?
You would think I would.
But you can make a fine fist of it better than us two after our Gaga challenge. That's for sure.
What was your attempt at it?
What do you mean?
Something to what was it?
Bawailum. Oh, feckin'.
Nullig.
Bawailum Nullig Egg 2.
Nullig was my only contribution. Yeah, I just point that out. I just kept shouting Nullig.
I would like Christmas and you or something. Does that
anyway? The story is that Margaret very kindly sent us in the Irish lyrics for All I Want for Christmas Is You, right?
So now you...
So naturally, I mean...
Mike,
what
you have
you
to
do
it. You're gonna have to, we're asking for a performance now.
Hang on a second. Are you going to give me a hand with this?
Well, I'll tell you something. Here's the hand we're going to give you.
Yeah, we got you the backing track.
I can't remember how it goes.
Go on now, Mike.
In your
you
own time, Michael. Take it away.
Neil May, Egiri Golor Dunnolig, Tashe de Hirum, Neil Kurum Urum Fina Bruntanus, Fien Granulig, that's under the Christmas tree, Ni Hasneen Ach May Fain. Nis mona mara yaya a fall of
yaya
tain go ma chat fjord.
Here we go, here we go. See, here's the big bit, here's the big bit.
Nilumse donnolly.
Nilumse.
Okay, aku lads.
Aku.
Tartarum August, May. Nobby, Curramog, Wiener, Brunkness. Oh, God. We're not looking at a need for a home just on the car. I think we'll all agree it's over.
Boo on a bus.
I have to say,
Boo on a bus.
That was a damn fine effort.
That was a brilliant effort.
That was a damn fine effort.
Oh, particularly
so
good.
Much better than I expected.
How there you go. Ways
by the way, just to point out that will not be, that will not qualify as a repeat song. Magic Mike's Oscar-Helga version.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not even Mariah Carey. But I have to say, normally when we put you on the spot with music, you crumble and wither on, like, you know, when you're doing your puns.
Yeah, yeah.
You went for it. Oh. That was a damn fine festive effort.
And well done even being able to read the Irish.
Yeah, I did. There were a couple of words there now.
Well,
I think
that might have been it. Yeah.
Definitely a little bit of improvisation
going on.
May
have been taking liberties there. Well, Bula Bus, Egg, Magic Mike.
Magic Mihal.
Yeah, that, great. Okay, move on.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See kes.ie.
Now, if you win the Breakfast Table Quiz this week, the choice is yours. Maybe you'll head off to the Castle Oaks Hotel or the Castle Troy Park Hotel in Limerick. Maybe you'll head to the Athlone Springs Hotel, the Charleville Park Hotel in Cork, Loughrea Hotel in Spa and Galway, or the Collession Hotel in Portlaoise. They are the destinations of so hotels, and you can win yourself an overnight stay with full Irish breakfast and, of course, a three-course dinner. And if you're looking for a Christmas present idea, you can pick up a so hotel gift voucher at sohotels.ie. So if you want to hand somebody a romantic break or a spa trip away or something like that, they've got something for everyone. And of course, you're supporting a local Irish business this Christmas as well.
And there you go. 11 is the score to beat. 12 the score you need so to get out into the leaving. In fairness, if you get there, you're in a pretty good place. So John Murray in Dublin is going to play. How are you, John?
How are you, PJ? All right?
Not bad at all, John. How are you getting on?
Not about it.
Yeah, you're looking forward to Christmas and the weekend and all of that now?
Yeah.
Yeah, any plans? Do you do anything big for it, or?
No, just home, you know.
Yeah, the right thing to do.
Dead right.
Down and do feck all except stuff your face, I hope, is what
that's
you're doing.
It. Right, John, best of luck with this. As PJ said, if you can get the Dirty Dozen, it would leave you in a great spot heading into the final day. So 60 seconds to try and get those 12. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Best of luck, John. Here we go.
In what London stadium was the FIFA World Cup final held in 1966?
Wembley.
Does the Pacific Ocean lie to the east or west coast of South America?
West.
Which country hosted the 1994 FIFA World Cup finals?
Italy.
It was US. Which Scottish pop group had a hit with the song Goodnight Girl?
Go West.
Wet, wet, wet. What was the meaning of the phrase per annum?
Pass.
Yearly. Complete the title of this album by Mike and the Mechanics. The Living What?
Years.
If something is translucent, can you see through it?
No.
Yes, Frank Bruno was famous for competing in what sport?
Boxing.
Which boy's name means Christmas in French?
Christopher.
No, it's Noel or Noel. Ruby and Tawny are varieties of which fortified wine?
Mulled wine.
It's port. In George Orwell's Animal Farm, what type of animal was Boxer?
A dog.
He was a horse. It's, in Star Wars, what is the name of Han Solo's large hairy sidekick?
Gone.
Chewbacca no. was. They were tough ones for you this morning, to be honest.
They were a bit sticky. Alright.
Wet. So, would you get out of there with your old Marty pillow?
Anyway, listen, John, have a fantastic day. Have a great weekend. Have a fabulous Christmas as well. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for playing, John.
And you too. Thanks,
lads. Thank you, John. Thanks for having us on.
Bye-bye.
Right, so would you have got that fortified ruby and tawny wine? I wouldn't have had a rashers. Not in a million years I wouldn't have had a rashers.
No, yeah. Maybe not, to be honest with you. There was a few sticky ones, to be fair, in there as well. Anyway, listen, it means, of course, that now the Dirty Dozen will win it for you. If you can get 12 on the show tomorrow.
That's it.
Of course,
that's it.
We're live in Dublin Airport tomorrow. If you happen to be heading out or seeing somebody off, or if you're going out to collect somebody who's coming in or anything like that, will you come and find us? We're in Terminal 2 in Dublin Airport. And because if you're there, you can actually play with us on the spot.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty cool.
Walk over, let us know, and you can play with us on the spot. Because, you know what I mean, with Gavin going on a nice holiday for Christmas, wouldn't you love to come home to a breakaway?
Yeah, exactly.
And you'd be mad not to have a go.
So that's what it's all about. As I said, we'll be playing live from Dublin Airport tomorrow. And 12 will win the Breakfast Table Quiz this week.